From Romans 8. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, then you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. And I say to you, Antioch, I say to you, all in this building, you are my sons and my daughters. I have adopted you as my sons and my daughters because of the love that I have for you and because of the work of my Son Jesus Christ on the cross. So therefore, do not fear. Do not shrink back. Do not fall back. But embrace me, follow me, rejoice in me, and go forward with me, because you are children of mine. You are children with my mark on your hearts, my mark on your face. Follow me and do the things that your Father has taught you.
I got a sense following on from Neil's words, Psalm 85, 11 to 13. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. The sense I got is if we're faithful to the Lord now, he will richly reward us and he will yield his harvest, but only if we're faithful to him.
Can I just get us to respond to those three words? Because I think they're all connected for us and maybe for some particular people here. I think some people might be struggling with not believing they're worthy, so struggling with an orphan spirit, not believing Romans 8, that we can call him Abba Father. The Lord invites us. The Lord invites us to go through that open door. The Lord invites us to go through that door that's in front of us that maybe we just need to turn the handle off and to know that it's open, but he's inviting us to come into a new freedom in knowing him. Perhaps that's a word for somebody in particular. If that's a word for you, come and speak to me after the meeting and I'll get somebody to pray with you. But I think it's a word for all of us as well. The Lord's encouraging us to come into a new place with him. He's inviting us to open that door, to open that door to experience full sonship, full daughterhood, to know what it is to be his children. So we'll just respond to those words. Greg's going to lead us in singing Enter In, and that's the Lord's invitation to us to enter into the royal freedom of the children of God. So let's respond by singing that song.